now to a very different look at the justice system. Law professor and former federal prosecutor Paul Butler has written a new book, Let's Get Free, A Hip-Hop Theory of Justice. He says hip-hop reveals difficult truths about American crime and punishment. And Paul Butler shared some of his favorite songs for our occasional feature we call In Your Ear.
So one song I'm listening to now is called Misunderstood, and it's by Lil Wayne. It's on his most recent album, The Carter Three. I love Misunderstood because in it, he's got this dry lecture about the criminal justice system. It's about a minute passage where he talks about how many people in the U.S. are locked up, and specifically how many African-American men are locked up.
You see, one in every 100 Americans are locked up. One in every 9 Black Americans are locked up.
And he talks about the reasons why, including for using and selling drugs, a crime that blacks are disproportionately locked up for. And he kind of breaks it down. One of the amazing things about this track is he's actually smoking a marijuana cigarette while he raps about criminal justice. So he's keeping it real. It's a great beat, a great song. That's why the album got nominated for a Grammy Award.
I love being misunderstood. Why? Because I live in the suburbs, but I come from the hood. Bring the hook in.
Another song I'm listening to, it's The Sound of the Police by KRS-One. And it's a critique of the police for racial profiling, but it's actually a broader theoretical critique of the way that we construct crime in the United States. KRS makes this point that we, United States citizens, we guard our land from Indians. It was stolen land. He's got this great line, there can never be real justice on stolen land. But then he talks about how the police harass minorities, especially young black men. And he goes from this kind of alliteration thing, sound of the police, sound of the police. He blends that to the sound of the beast. And he makes this analogy between prison and slavery, an analogy that comes up all the time in hip-hop music. So it's an old school. Again, this is all pop music that people dance to. And the third song that I just love is called Danger by Erykah Badu. First time I heard this song was on a dance floor at a club in Atlanta. And it starts out with this sample of a collect call from prison.
Brother's got this complex
occupation.
And it's her boyfriend, he's about to get out of prison. She accepts the call. She can't wait to see him. At the same time, she's scared because he might start dealing drugs again, and that makes her unsafe. So this song is about the collateral consequences of prison, about how people do time on the outside. It's not just the person who's being locked up, who's being punished, and how the criminal justice system ought to take that into account. Erykah Badu is the goddess. She's just awesome, and this is one of her most brilliant songs.
Paul Butler teaches law at George Washington University. He's the author of the new book, Let's Get Free, A Hip-Hop Theory of Justice. He tells us more about how hip-hop can show us what's wrong with the criminal justice system and how to fix it. That conversation is just ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Gotta keep the